Taunton's 107.8 Turn FM, it's Adam and Craig out and about at Whirly Store. Enjoying today, Craig?
Yeah, absolutely loving it. And we've got Ryan with us.
Yes, we have. Ryan Hawkins, who is so famous in Wellington and the surrounding areas, just did a set inside the Whirly Stock marquee and it was absolutely amazing. Ryan, how was it?
It was good, thank you. I feel a bit like, woo. I got no comments, it was good, thank
About
you.
Nine.
No, honestly, like, I've been all day, I've been like nervous, so I just drank a lot, which is bad. And I've ate a lot of sugar today. Yeah. I've been healthy for a while, so I'm like,
why not?
Tripping.
But honestly, massive crowd, but more importantly, not the size of the crowd, but honestly, they all got involved, didn't they?
Yeah, no, I luckily is Wellington, so I sort of know everybody, as everyone does. Yeah, so I've spent most of the day telling people that I'm on a half seven when I'm actually on at 22.
It's great, yeah. But such a dynamic set. I mean, you did a dance track, which we'll speak about in a minute. And also, I mean, you come from a sort of acoustic roots and songwriter kind of background, don't you?
Yeah. That was supposed to be the last song, though, the dance song. I randomly had 5 more minutes I didn't know I had. Yeah, so that's probably why it went, woo, a big peak and went down to acoustic again, yeah. But, yeah, it went.
Why did you choose the songs that you performed?
What did I do first? Oh, one of the first songs is one of my favourite songs by McFly, and it's quite dancey. And then I did Warrior, which is just one everyone kind of knows. And then See You Again, everybody knows again. Everyone sings to that song, as you could tell. And then I wanted to do the dance one last. And then I had another song, and I didn't know what to do, so... And I heard Sing shouted a few times, so I did that at another festival last year.
That is Sing by Ed Sheeran is one that actually gets every crowd going, because everyone can sing along to it, even if they're tone deaf, which is great. But tell us about the dance song, which is titled...
Disguise.
And what's it about?
Literally, it's an exaggeration of a relationship my cousin was in. She was a bit clingy. And followed him, so yeah, it was about that.
And it was produced, if you like, by none other than Mr. Tobias Faulkner, who joins us now. You all right, Tobias?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks, yeah.
Now, I'm no stranger to you, and you're no stranger to me. How have you been? Are you all right?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been a bit of a weird day for me. I was supposed to play today, but unfortunately I had to go to a funeral, so
oh,
I missed my set. But
not too good.
Back for Ryan, so that was good.
That's good.
I got you a chair.
So the collaboration between you two good mates?
Yeah, we've been mates for a long time. We used to do acoustic stuff when we were in school and everything. It was good.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So why did you choose to do a dance song?
Well, Ryan approached me about it. He said, look, I'm kind of going off doing some of my acoustic stuff now, like, and I want to do something a bit different. And he was talking about starting doing DJ stuff and like EDM, and he said, would you be interested in doing it? And first of all, I was kind of a bit wary because like, I've never done it before. It's not really my type of thing. But we just kind of went, actually, yeah, why not? Because it's out of both of our comfort zones. And it was just, yeah, it was a good experimental thing. And it's actually turned out amazing. I'm so proud of it.
I'm really proud for you because, and I don't have to say this, but it really is, it's chart worthy. It's so good. It sounds so popular already, but yet so fresh. Yeah, I mean, it's so good. Can we get that anywhere soon? Because I really want to get my hands on it.
I got Watcher Festival on the, I don't know, it's the last week in August. And on the Saturday night I'm performing, and I'm going to do half a DJ set there, and it's going to go on sale at midnight, so on the Sunday.
So, which I believe might be the 29th or the 30th.
I think. Sunday's is the 30th, I think.
On the 30th then.
Wicked. So yeah. On iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, things like that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm really looking forward to buying that. And anything else on the horizon for you two guys? Bias, anything for you? Because you've been doing some other stuff, haven't you? Sort of what do they call it? A subgenre of hardcore, isn't it?
Yeah, post-hardcore.
Post-modern hardcore, something like that.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Yeah, well, I've been looking to do a band, but it's kind of going a bit flimsy at the moment, so if anybody wants to do a post-hardcore band, hit me up on Facebook. But
I suppose probably the reason why is that actually it's not a very popular genre. It's very specialist, and Wellington's quite a small town. Somerset's not a very populated area, so finding people to be in a post-hardcore band is a tricky thing, right?
Yeah, especially when all you want to do is get on a stage and jump around and mosh and scream your head off it. It's a bit hard, especially when you do like acoustic stuff like I do, and then you tell everyone, oh, I've got a gig here with my band, they'll come along and check it out, and afterwards they'll just kind of pull the most disgusted face at you. It's hilarious.
Yeah, your acoustic stuff, and which we've played actually on Tone FM before, and your sort of post-hardcore stuff are very different, but that just shows how diverse you are as an artist, really.
Yeah, I'm starting to work on, like, I want to start doing some R&B stuff for myself, like doing some solo R&B stuff, which would be cool, but yeah, just kind of like keeping my eyes open, really, and see what's happening.
You two are a duo that can, yeah, you conquer everything. You've got no limits. Ryan, what's next for you? Got an album, got an EP, anything on the horizon?
Yeah, the one in August. I just got a bit, honestly, a bit tired of the acoustic stuff, so, and the only other music I love, like, properly is dance music, so that's why I asked Tobias, because I physically can't make it. I got the equipment or the ability. So yeah, I'm just got one more show acoustically. Then after that, I've got probably about a year solid of dance music.
Wicked.
What else is after that?
I'm a massive fan of dance music, and the stuff I heard in there was absolutely my cup of tea. So
thank you.
We'll be playing. Yeah, and thank you very much, Tobias, as well. But it just worked, and also you performed it beautifully. You know, sort of. You're kind of in a songwriter, but then that just worked.
I want to clarify, it'd be under the same name. So if you like my Facebook page, you'll already be on the...
Yeah, my next question was going to be...
You'll already be on the... In the know.
In the light? I don't know. So where can people find both of you online? Tobias, let's start with you.
There's my acoustic page, which is Tobias Faulkner Solo Acoustic Artist. And I'm also going to be putting up a Facebook page for my electronic productions and recording studio stuff, which will be Bring Out Your Dead Studios.
Wicked. Ryan, yourself?
Just Ryan Hawkins. That's Hawkins with a G. .co.uk. And that's being revamped in about a week, as soon as I got my new pictures.
Wicked. Thank you very much, you two, and I invite you back to Tone FM for a proper interview and maybe a couple of cheeky performances whenever you're ready, whenever you want to. Thank you very much, you two. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Players.